This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining the podcast today. This is The Christian Counselor. My name is Jeremy Northrop. I appreciate you listening in today. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 has one of several admonitions there in that portion of the book. It simply says, pray without ceasing. One of the things that we can notice as we look through the life of Christ is that he found time to pray. In fact, he told the disciples on one occasion to wait, the inner three, to wait here while he goes up on the mountain to pray. It seems as though Jesus had his inner place and exhorted us to go to our secret place and pray in the Sermon on the Mount. It seems as though Jesus was the type that when things got stressful for him, when things got seemingly beyond control, he still found a way to pray. Several years ago, a study was conducted on people who engage in athletic exercise. And one of the side benefits to the study discovered that people who engage in regular exercise, physical exercise, can be something as simple as going for a walk two or three times a week, even all the way up to spending an hour a day in the weight room. These people tend to accomplish more, tend to be focused more on their duties. And on the surface, that seems a little bit counterproductive. A lot of times, people don't exercise simply because they say, I don't have the time. But yet, it seems that if we focus with regular time and intentionally take the time to exercise, because bodily exercise does profit a little, or to pray to God, or to spend time in God's Word, then of course our days go more productively. We tend to accomplish more on our day-to-day routine. We tend to be more focused on our jobs. Maybe Jesus was on to something. Maybe he knew that when we put God first, we tend to do better in our everyday lives. That is interesting when you think about the rush and busy world in which many of us live. So oftentimes we're going 90 miles an hour doing 100 different things, and the resounding cry is, I don't have time. But yet the example of Christ, the example of people who tend to accomplish a lot, the example of others is, we must take the time. And the truth is, it's not that we don't have the time, it's that we can't afford not to engage in our daily devotionals, in our prayer time with the Lord, in our physical exercise, or whatever else it is that we might need to accomplish. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.